This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Dylan Valadez. Date of birth is June the 6th, 2017. Case ID number is 2615659. Date of examination 3/22/22. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes. A Social Security questionnaire dated 12/15/21. Informant is Maria Valadez, who is the mother of the claimant. COVID-19 status. The mother states that the child has not been exposed to COVID-19 or had it in the past. He has not had fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. He has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who have COVID-19. No vaccines have been given for COVID-19 at this time. Precautions were taken between both parties to protect everyone involved. Identifying information. This is a 4-year, 9-month-old male who goes to pre-K at this time, Monday through Friday, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate insomnia, speech delay, and hyperactive attention deficit disorder. The mother, who is the informant, states that the child is very hyperactive and is unable to sleep at night. And he has difficulty in speaking and being understood. He is receiving therapy from Monique Therapy Rehab, which he has received for 1.5 years. He is receiving speech and occupational therapy, and the mother states that it appears to be helping. Allegations, number one, insomnia. Number two, speech delay and hyperactive attention deficit disorder. Number one, the mother states that the claimant has difficulty sleeping at night and that he is very active and hyper during the day as well as at nighttime. He's been placed on clonidine hydrochloride, 1/4 tablet QAM, and 3/4 tablet QHS, which she states appears to be working to control his hyperactivity. The claimant is a very sweet and communicative type child that answers all my questions and appears to be normal at this time. Allegation number two, speech delay and hyperactive attention deficit disorder. As noted earlier, the claimant goes to pre-K from 7 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday. He is presently not receiving disability benefits, but has received a therapy from Monique's Therapy Rehab for 1.5 years. And the mother states that the speech and occupational therapy appears to be helping her child. The claimant has difficulty in being understood by the parents and has difficulty in communication. He is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. The mother states that the problem started in 2020, and sometimes he can be uncooperative with his parents. He has 5 other siblings who do not have any problems with speech or hyperactive attention deficit disorder. He comes from a stable family environment, and the father does work cutting yards. The mother has a 6th grade education, and they appear to be very humble. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 4 hours, comma, climb 3 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is not able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes, secondary to his age. However, he appears to be a normal functioning child. He has no assistive devices and takes no medications for pain at this time. And he loves to do all kinds of physical activity. Review his systems. The claimant does have problems with visual problems, hearing problems, shakiness, clumsiness, occasional vomiting, soiling, and hyperactivity. The mother states that he does not have headaches, dizziness, loose stools, hard stools, bedwetting/daywetting, muscle weakness, abnormal posture, poor appetite, or rashes. Activities of daily living. The claimant is often a loner. He does have frequent fights with his peers, adults, and sometimes with his siblings. The claimant likes horse racing and occasionally likes to play with his toys and with his siblings as well as some friends that he has at school. The claimant goes to school from 7 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then he comes home and plays with his toys or interacts with his family members. Developmental milestones. The claimant was an easy-to-care-for infant from 0 to 18 months of age, and also an easy-to-care-for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age. The claimant sat alone without support at 8 months, crawled at 8 months, walked without support for 1 year, said his first words at 1 year of age, said his first sentence at 3.5 years of age, and still has not been able to self-dress without help at this time. He was bladder trained during the day at 2 years of age, bladder trained during the night around 3 years of age, although he still bedwets at night and does need to wear a pamper. He has not been bowel-trowned at this time and has to use a pamper. During the first 3 years of life, the child cried frequently, had temper tantrums, had extreme mood changes, was afraid of new faces and places, was distractible, was frequently unresponsive to discipline, explored the surrounding environment, was frequently active, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns, although he does have to take medication to sleep at night. During the first 3 years of life, he sometimes was destructive, engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior, and rarely enjoyed being held. Birth history. The claimant was delivered and had no problems during the first weeks of life. He was born at Mission Hospital. After being in labor for 10 hours, she delivered the claimant, the baby, without any problems. The delivery was not aided by instruments, was not a child cesarean section, was not more than one baby born during that delivery, was not blue or jaundiced during the first week, and was not administered oxygen. The claimant was placed in an incubator, and there was nothing else wrong with the baby at that time. The baby weighed 6 pounds and 12 ounces and was 19 inches long. The mother stayed in the hospital for 2 days, as well as the baby. The claimant is a very active child. Past medical history, he has had no infectious diseases. He has insomnia, speech delay, and hyperactive attention deficit disorder, which is being treated at this time with therapy and medication. And the claimant appears to be responding well to everything that is being used for his treatment. Social history. The mother denies anybody smoking in the family. She states that no one drinks alcoholic beverages in the family. There is no other family members who have delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The mother states that no one uses marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant's mother states that nobody has had hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history. There are no other family members who have had problems with hyperactive attention disorder or any other congenital disorders. Medications, clonidine, hydrochloride, 1/4 tablet QAM, and 3/4 tablets QHS. Allergies, none. Physical examination, temperature is 99.1 Fahrenheit. Weight, 43.5 pounds. Height, 43 inches. BP, 107 over 65 mmHg. Heart rate, 89 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. General, the claimant is a 4-year, 9-month old, well-nourished, and well-developed male in no acute distress. Could you please drop down to clinical assessment? The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism, no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and his caregiver. His affect is appropriate. His speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. His general health shows no evidence or abnormality. diagnosis, insomnia dash being treated, appears to be better at this time. Number two, speech delay and hyperactive attention deficit disorder appears to be a normal exam. The claimant appears to be a normal 4-year, 9-month-old male at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Dylan Valadez.